Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
My zip code is 30470.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Christy Branson, God bless you. Are you sick?
No, I had bad sinus. I'm okay.
Okay, I understand that. I'm sorry you're sick.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment while I locate that account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
Yes, ma'am. I actually think it's entered wrong from my screenshot of the order, but I think you guys have it at 789 Stony Brook Road, Tarrytown, Georgia, 30470.
Thank you. I see you have our keto accent cleanse, keto accent. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure you probably hear this often, but when I ordered this on February the 8th, I was not under the impression that this was a continuing purchase. This is a one-time transaction, but I see where I got a notification that a charge came out on my credit card this morning. So I did contact my credit card company to dispute that charge. They were, familiar with your company, and I guess this is something that a lot of people deal with. So she said I would need to contact the company to stop any future purchases.
Okay, so you've already disputed the charge with your credit card company?
Yes, ma'am, I have disputed it.
Okay, looks like you signed up for the trial. You were given the products to try free for 14 days. And once you went past the 14 days, you was billed the full price for the product.
I understand what you're saying. Like I said, the credit card company lady told me the same thing because she has had experience. But that was not, I saw that nowhere, anywhere when I went through the purchase process. I've got the product. I haven't even opened the cleanse, and I have taken maybe three or four of the Ascend. I'd be glad to return it to you, but that was nowhere. I saw that nowhere saying that I would be charged the full price.
Right. Yeah, it was in the terms and conditions when you originally ordered it.
What can we do to get this canceled?
Allow me one moment. I'll go ahead and cancel out the account for you.
Yes, ma'am. Please.
One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was able to close out the account. You will no longer receive any future charges or shipments from this company. Now, since you've already, you know, spoke with your credit card company and disputed a charge, you have to contact us with them on the line to further assist, because once you, you know, dispute a charge, an investigation take place.
All right, say that one more time. I'm sorry. So since I've disputed it, I'll have to do what?
Contact us with your credit card company on the line, because once you dispute a charge, an investigation will take place.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Right.
So they will contact us.
Wait for them? Okay. I got you. They'll contact you.
I mean,
you
if you.
Or...
I mean, if you want to go through that process, you can have them to call us and, you know, state that you haven't filed a dispute. Are you willing to drop the dispute and we'll get it refunded?
Okay. All right. Well, I will contact them back and let them know that. Is there any sort of confirmation number or anything that I would need?
Give me one moment, please. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
40.
Yes, ma'am.
A is an F 4.
C
8.
C.
Four zero. A is an F of 4. 6 8. A is an F of
2 3 8. Okay. So C40A4 6 8 A 2 3 8.
Correct.
All right, thank you very much for your help this morning. Sorry to be a bummer, but I appreciate your help.
No problem.
Thank you. I hope you feel better.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.